Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. The high school basketball season has been over for a couple of months, but the National Federation of State High School Associations announcing a rule change entering the 2023-2024 season involving free throws. And the rule had been 7-team fouls, you go to the line for a 1-1, 10-team fouls and a half, then it's a double bonus. The new rule that goes into effect next year, 5-team fouls in a quarter will equate to a double bonus, basically, and then it resets at the start of each quarter. Kind of how the women's college basketball game is played. They're a quarter system, and then they have the team fouls reaching 5 and then the double bonus after that for each quarter. What do you think of the rule change, Sherrard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson?
I'm in favor of the rule change. I think that anything that you can do to improve the flow of the game, I think is a benefit for the sport. And what happens from time to time in games is that, you know, you get in a situation where there's a lot of fouls, maybe teams come out aggressive early and there's a lot of fouls in that first quarter, and then you turn into kind of just a free throw fest, and the gameplay kind of bogs down. That gets a lot of people irritated, gets the fans kind of irritated because they want to see the movement of the game, because that's what really makes basketball special, is when you get that kind of flow of the game and the up and down nature. Reading into it a little bit as well, I think they did it a little bit with concerns on free throws and the physical play on free throws. So they're trying to eliminate as many potential issues there, because I was noticing the last couple of years for sure that it looked like the kind of a bull rush maneuver was being used a lot, especially in those one-on-one situations late in games where guys are just kind of plowing into the guy that had the inside position. So I think they're trying to clean it up a little bit. I mean, they always can go back to the rule if it doesn't work, but I think that's is at least worth a chance to make the game a little bit better and flow a little bit better.
Yeah, I agree. I like the rule, and I like the rule how the college women have the rule. And if you don't watch the college women's game, they go quarter system instead of halves in the women's college game, and then they utilize the 5 fouls per quarter then going to the double bonus. So you like the reset then after each quarter with the fouls?
Yeah, especially the way that we play. I mean, it's no secret that we play aggressive brand of basketball, and sometimes we come out too aggressive. And so if we get 3-4 fouls early in the game, that dictates how we want to play. That's going to dictate how we play the rest of the half. At least now we can reset at the quarter, and then if we want to ramp back up our pressure, that we'll be able to do so. So I think for us specifically, it's a good rule. I think overall, it's a good rule as well as just, like I said, improve gameplay, improve flow.
So I was waiting for the release to come out concerning the shot clock as it relates to Illinois, and that's still not out yet. Do you have an idea when that's going to come into play? Because my understanding is it's going to get here, but I'm just unsure of what year it's going to be implemented. And I know I was talking to Brent Hutton, the former Orion head coach, who's a sophomore coach at Bettendorf this week. And I said, well, you know, Iowa's already implemented. They're moving to year two with the shot clock. Do you hear anything as it relates to, you know, the shot clock for Illinois?
No, I mean, there hasn't been really much talk at all about it. I thought that when they were going to make an announcement about rule changes, it might have been the shot clock, because a few years ago, the coaches do surveys every year, and a few years ago, they brought up this idea about the free throws in the survey, but this year's survey didn't have it in there at all. So I thought this was kind of something that they're moving away from. Maybe shot clock was what they're going to focus on. But I have not heard anything. I think that it's going to come eventually. This sounds, for the most part, it did not affect gameplay as much as maybe some of the people that are against the shot clock on the Iowa side. But, yeah, I guess when Illinois decides they want to roll it out, they'll let us know.
All right, one other thing before we let Coach Johnson leave us. I saw that one of the things you're doing this summer is you're taking – the game of basketball to some local parks within the Sherrard School District. I think you're going to do that in July. What's involved there?
Yeah, so we are going to go to Sherrard, Matherville, New Windsor, Viola. We're going to have a little day camp, just a couple hours at each at each community. And the whole idea, the whole premise is get the guys, get the kids outside playing basketball. If they attend our youth camp in June, so we'll do a week-long youth camp in June, they'll receive a basketball. And then the idea is to use the basketball. And so get outside, get hooping out there. I mean, it's a good thing that kids have so many opportunities these days to play the games that they want, whether it's basketball, baseball. I mean, you can pretty much play year-round. But I really want to see and get back to kids being outside in the driveway and shooting, because I think that's where improvement really does happen. And I know adults have their best interest in kids, and we love watching little Johnny play and get the pictures there. But, you know, I kind of remember the days, and I think where a lot of my improvement came as a player growing up is, you know, playing 21 tip in the driveway with my friends and, you know, those types of things, and kind of learning to love the basketball, the game of basketball, through that lens. And I'm not saying that, you know, we move away and we go 100% away from some of the youth travel scene, but I think there's a medium, and we want to get kids working on their skills all the time, improving, and the biggest thing, having fun. And the great thing about the game of basketball is it is equitable. It is anybody can play. You know, you can buy a $5 to $10 basketball. Every community has a hoop. And so if there's a will, there's a way to be a basketball player. And that is kind of our message with our kids this year at camp. Get out, get playing, get excited about Sherrard basketball, because I think there's a lot of positive things that are going to be happening the next few years for us.
All right. You may have to, though, offer a graduate study course in TIP 21 in the 2023 environment, because I'm assuming some kids will say, huh, what is that? So you'll have to teach.
Oh, no lie. We were in the gym the other day, and there's only a couple of us playing. And so I said, hey, let's just play 21 tip. And they're like, what? And these kids are high school kids. I said, well, you guys are going to get a rude awakening right now. And so we hooped it up. We played a little bit of 21 tip. They're like, man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, yeah, this is something that you guys need to do instead of watching YouTube as much.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Well, I like the idea of, you know, bringing the game of basketball back to the park. So that'll be fun in July. Coach, have a good summer. And before you know it, it'll be week one of the high school basketball season, right? So thanks for the help today.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Jim. You have a great day.
All right, Alex Johnson, head basketball coach over at Sherrard. More coming up on WRMJ.